the Nation. This is the Chat in the Garden with your host, Monique A.J. Smith, where significance blooms in athletics and sports.
Welcome to A Chat in the Garden with Monique A.J. Smith, where we are celebrating a decade of chatting in the garden. Can you imagine being so consistent for 10 years? Yeah, that's how, if you're thinking about, you know, being a consultant or being in the marketplace, consistency beats out competition every time. Every time. It's as simple as when you go to McDonald's, I don't care if it's Minnesota, Vermont, or Virginia, the McDonald's Big Mac is going to be the same. So today will be no different, be no different. I do want to shout out one of my mentors, Dr. Paulette Johnson. Doc, as she's affectionately known. She is a retired cheer coach at Virginia State University. But what she created was the Woos, which is the cheer team. So although she has retired from that role, what she created in 1974 is still going strong. I had the pleasure of attending the gala that they had on Saturday, put on by the Woo Woo Alumni Association. That is amazing to me. Amazing to me. And so to recognize the squad of 1974 to 1979, and they went to the front, and they shared where they were from and what spirit year they were. And just amazing to me. It's interesting because I saw the flyer and I said, and it said 50 years. I thought, no, that just got to be a misprint. You know, just can't, you know, just 50 years? Wow. But I didn't pay attention. And then shout out to Tonya Walker, who invited me to sit at the CIAA table. And luckily, I was going to be in the area anyway. So I had a dress and could just come on. But for me, it was supporting the woman, Dr. Paulette Johnson. In 1991, I began my master's. And during the tournament of 1993, I asked, could I study under her? And I heard that she ran NYSP, which is National Youth Sports Program. And I knew I could still do the internship. So I had the pleasure to serve as the administrative assistant for NYSP at Virginia State under the leadership of Dr. Paulette Johnson. And I will tell you, this is why it's so important for internships. And I did get paid. It was a position within NYSP, but I would have done it even if I was not being paid. But to watch her, I think NYSP was 5 days a week, either the five or four, and just watch how she navigated leading other people, working within the community to run the summer program. And let me see, that was 93. I ended up being in the same role at St. Paul College in 7. I was over the entire NYSP, and I had an example. And I never forget it. Just never forget it. It was one case, and I know people are going like, why did that have to happen? Because there are times when I was working with staff in different roles in my career, and I was like, no, we're not finishing. We're not leaving until we finish. And it could be way after midnight. And I actually learned that from Dr. Johnson. I was supposed to go on a church trip to Hershey, Pennsylvania. The bus was going to leave, I think, 6 o'clock in the morning. And now this is before, oh, this is my first time using an Apple computer. Purchased an Apple computer because NYSP documents had to be on an Apple computer. It was real primitive, people. It was just, it's the big floppy disk time, you know. And, you know, I don't even think Apple had a disk because Apple was really big on not having any apparatus outside of what they created. Yeah, people's long time ago, not a long time ago. But the point I want to make is that the work ethic was developed in me that says no matter if whatever you have planned for fun, you got to complete your work no matter when. And I think my mother, and I had to type each one of the registers because we had a report that was due, so I couldn't do it on the computer. I had to type each person's information on this form. And NYSP, oh my goodness, I think it had 300 students, I believe. Yeah, it was a lot of kids. It was a lot of kids. But you never forget that, because even today, I'm going to stay up and finish what I am doing, which is not a 100% correct way of acting, but it is, it makes you either plan better or makes you stay up later. So I had to be there for her, just had to be there for her. And one of the things I learned is that she created, the woo-woos created the stomp and shake, which is experienced everywhere now. And again, it just to share a legacy. And I know, we're like, okay, well, you had 10 years, you had this podcast, why didn't you have something? Well, because we're virtual. And I do travel. When I do travel around the country, I do try to have connecting events. I did go ahead and book my flight for the Black Student Athlete Summit. So we will have a breakfast like we usually do with the Black Student Athlete Summit. And I will begin to send out that documentation. And so since we're not in a central location, the party just had to be virtual like we're doing at this point. But if you hear that I'm going to be some place next week, I will be in Durham, North Carolina, at the Durham Commission, Women Leaders function. And so make sure you say hi. But back to Dr. Paulette Johnson, it's just an example of legacy, how you can create something that comes out of your brain and ends up being in the hearts and minds of people for 50 years. I'm 56, so, I've been going to Virginia State ever since, I would say. I noticed that it existed. My aunt lived on Lawyer Avenue, so we would go up the hill. We would drive through campus to get to her house. And I just can remember in the 70s, the big afros, and you could drive through campus, and there was nothing to see, a guy sitting in between a girl's legs getting their hair braided. That's what I remember. Guys getting their cornrows done on the steps of a dorm. And here we are, 2024, and we're still doing the same thing. You know, it's not the there's more creativity, more creativity in the hairstyle. But yeah, you know, the Bible says there's nothing new in the sun, thing new on the college campuses. There's some things that are just continuous. And that's one thing I would say about Dr. Paulette Johnson. The woo-woos are continuous. 50 years, congratulations. The seventh issue of Significance in Athletics and Sports is live on Amazon. This is our largest issue. It's so large, I got to pay more money for the design. Yes, I did. But, hey, it is worth it. It is worth it because I do believe that there's some quality articles in this magazine. But I would suggest that you subscribe for $30 to receive two physical magazines a year that come out in March and come out in August so you never miss it. Because I've had so many people, even right now, I asked the person if she purchased it, and she said, well, I thought I did. I was on the page. And see, when you subscribe, you don't have to worry about any of that. And so go to seasonofempowermentstore.com and purchase the subscription for only $30 to receive the magazine in your hand. In your hand, in your mailbox, and you never miss it. Speaking of missing out, I did buy this domain, blackwomeninsportschats.com, so that I could be able to verbalize how to follow us. And that's blackwomeninsportschats.com, so that you don't miss any of these podcasts. And why that is important, especially if you're somebody who wants to get their foot in the door or you know someone who needs to get their foot in the door and they want advice. Well, I give advice through the process of interviewing people in the business and to provide variety in the business, number one, to tell you, oh, yeah, this resonates with you. You might want to do it that way. But more importantly, and this is the really important thing, is that if you hear of someone that piqued your interest in the advice they gave, I become the bridge for you. You don't need to contact me because all you need to do is inbox that person, direct message that person, and say, I heard your podcast with Monique. I have this follow-up question. That is how, and this is really great for introverts, but I really believe networking should be intentional. I mean, you sincerely need to know who it is you want to meet and to do the research and have some substance to it. We had a symposium at Hampton University yesterday, and a young lady said, yeah, someone said I needed to meet you. And someone on the stage said, if you want to reach me, just go through Ms. Smith. And I said, well, that's great. That's wonderful, but I didn't know who you are. Because when you say that Ms. Smith sent you, they're going to expect that I know you. So what I'm saying is don't necessarily use me, but use the vehicle that we created here. And you listen to the podcast, and then you reach out, and you say, I heard this. This was very interesting. It's just like when you heard a person on the stage and you go in line to speak to them. Having a podcast, reaching out, making comments about what you heard is that bridge. So that you don't want to miss any, go to blackwomeninsportschats.com, blackwomeninsportschats.com. And subscribe to get the podcast to your email every week. Our newest partner is On the Court Solutions. She created to unlock the limitless potential within every student athlete, business, and individual. So not only is she just trying to reach student athletes, she's trying to reach you, the listener. You know, as an athletic administrator, one of the things that's really blocks us from advancing is our mindset, and that's what I work a lot on in executive coaching and some group coaching, but most of the time executive coaching. Again, you don't know it. Even if they're an athlete, they just don't have the confidence to speak with confidence. You know, there's something about not wanting to be wrong or being embarrassed about being wrong. It's something that hinders us because no one knows your thoughts unless you share your thoughts. We need to get all the resources we can that's going to help us with that. So I would really suggest go visit Laurie G. Curtis, LaurieGCurtis.com, to sign up for this free download she has, Fundamental Unleash, How to Ignite Your Passion to Succeed. Again, Fundamental Unleash, How to Ignite Your Path to Success, and get your free download. It is free. We need all the resources we can to be able to navigate, and most of these things are navigating unconsciously. So we have to be conscious about, number one, the intake we take on and the resources that we partake in. Another feature in this same magazine, the NIL Spot podcast, is a place for parents, student athletes, and coaches to understand the concept of name, image, and likeness in high school. And the host is Dr. Jam. She launched this podcast to show how to highlight the need for information and education for high school parents. And I'm telling you, if it ever was a need, it's a need right now. Because the symposium that we had at Hampton yesterday was about NIL. And we had the distinct pleasure of having Derek Coles from the NCAA to be on the panel. And he did share some things that may be coming up on the horizon, you know, to assist. Because right now, you know, we want to keep our arms and limbs from guiding the student athlete about what's good and what's bad with potential opportunities. But there may be some legislation that will allow more interaction. But in the meantime, Dr. Jam has got some folks. Things are so fluid. I would definitely tell you to subscribe to the NIL Spot podcast so that you can get the latest news. And Spotify did not pay me to say this, but I do follow Spotify. So each month she will discuss a new topic aspect of NIL that caters to the lives and sacrifices student athletes across all sports go through. Tune in to become educated on NIL updates and wherever you listen to podcasts. So make sure you subscribe to NIL Spot Podcast by Dr. Jam. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, soccer. And as I mentioned last week, the soccer is a membership platform that stands for Semi-Professional Athletes and Coaches Association. For what I hear from its founder, the boxing world is about to take be a part of such of organizations. And here's the thing. This organization, the purpose of being a collective to provide resources to a group is easier to have pricing for a group than it is for individuals, such as insurance, tax preparing. When I say insurance, it could be long-term insurance, It could be disability insurance. So, you know, and I think those who are in individual type sport, this is excellent. And so the Semi-Professional Athlete Coaches Association, join a community of sports and industry professionals. For more information, go to the soccer, thesaca.com. thesaca.com. Alva Amaker, Education and Risk Management Consultant, owns Vigilant Safety Training Center. She is one that believes in policy to practice. Now, did you know that April the 11th is World Civility Day? I didn't either until Alva Amaker told me. And this is the thing. This is why I'm really big on pushing you to be seen as an expert in a particular area. Because whenever there's something that hits the screen about, you know, uncivilized play, you know, because we talked all last week. She was my guest last week. I automatically would seek her out and ask questions. You know, did they handle this properly? What could they have done differently? I'll say, well, you know, I was at so-and-so tournament, and they didn't have anyone being, they didn't have any security escorting the officials. The officials had to navigate the cheerleaders to try to get out. And I'm like, you know, these are the standard things. How did that happen? And, yeah, it's just, so she's a walking encyclopedia for risk management and training. And so she shared with me that she was, you know, just like you all heard, about providing her expertise on different platforms. So, you know me, I'm a challenging person. I challenged her to do something within our spaces. And so we came up with Vigilant Safety Training hosting a 30-day challenge called Building Blocks to Civility in Sports in 30 Days. So we didn't just want to talk, just talk about it, just talk about all the different cases. We really want to be able to dissect. Because this is what I even tell people in compliance. You really are not going to learn everything in that book. But the best thing to do is learn on somebody else's mistake. And so when you see somebody have a violation or being cited, you know, for penalties, go study that. What did they do wrong so that you can make sure that you, number one, create policy procedures that it doesn't happen to you? Yeah, yeah. We ain't just talking about a water cooler. Girl, did you hear what so-and-so did or what happened to them? No, I don't mean like that. I mean, what policies, procedures could they have put in place so that this wouldn't happen again? And so what can you create? So these are the things that I believe in these 30 days that you're going to be examining some of the civility cases. And I'm going to tell her to listen to this one, this podcast. You know, the one thing that started her on this mission was the football coach for Grassroots 707 that was shot parent. And then when I had Delaware Interscholastic Athletic Association, they had a shooting right after that. I want to say a couple of weeks after that, had a shooting at a football game. And so I brought her in to talk to all the athletic directors and the DIAA. And she looked at the policies of the state of Delaware and what had they, you know, put in place. And she offered services to look at each individual school to see, you know, the policy procedures that they have that included. When I tell you she's dedicated to this right here, she is. So, yeah. If you feel like you, again, it's going to be free, and I think she's going to utilize it as a lunch and learn. So register for 30 days training at www.civilityinsports.com. Civilityinsports.com. And it's going to start on April the 11th, World Civility Day. So thank you, Ava, for believing and doing what you believe in, which is risk management and education. Another one of our media partners is Seawall Foundation. She is offering media training for student athletes with their image and likeness on deck. This is important training. But that's just one aspect of her total transferable skills for a skills program for student athletes. So she's having a fundraiser. She's having a fundraiser Sunday, April 21st, from 12 to 3 at the Top Golf, Ox Hill, Maryland. Tickets include 3 hours of golfing, a buffet, and unlimited non-alcoholic drinks. Man, I would have a good time with the Pepsi. I would hope they would have Pepsi. All proceeds are tax deductible. So you can go and network and have fun and have it go against your taxes? Come on now. But the thing is, the funds will go to assist with the training for 4 entities, nonprofit that service student athletes. And one of them is our very own Head to Speech. And I actually saw Candy lead a whole media training session there. So go to info@seawallfoundation.org for more information. I really wish I could be there, but I got this Nike tournament that ends on the 21st. And so y'all just go and have a good time and just say the garden sent you. So tomorrow night, we'll resume our Meet the Contributors Facebook Live. We had a good time. We had such a good time. I think I might have talked 90 minutes instead of 60 minutes with Courtney Pruitt. We had a good conversation about her contributing to the magazine. Because I asked her some questions about who should be in the next magazine. And I thought it was very interesting because she seeks. This is the thing. There's a reason why the word sports is not inside the title of the podcast, nor is it in the title of my business. So when you think about me, I want you to think about growth. And that's exactly what she said. I want somebody, you know, somebody that's going to help me grow intellectually. And I thought that was, and that's why she's successful, because she seeks that. And so tomorrow night, now this is somebody I get a lot from. And I probably forget all about y'all again and just go deep dive and get some more learning. Dr. Jaquana Jackson. Dr. Jaquana Jackson of Jackson Consulting, LLC. She's a sports trauma psychotherapist. And what drew me to her, I met her in person, but then after I met her, I started following her on LinkedIn, and her posts are so enlightening. I mean, very similar to what I just said about Alva. She was coming with an incident and then just talked about, you know, preventive ways, what should have been done, those kind of things. And so then when I'm looking at Jaquana, I was like, this is what made me, I said, look, you have got such great insights on the state of mind of a student athlete and, you know, what is trauma and how do you deal with that? And so because my focus is always the athletic administrator, she began to so in the magazine, she addresses the trauma that the athletic administrators go through. And, again, just by being around these mental health people, I've learned and know that you know how you become exposed to something. It's very similar. I tell you, stay away from gossip in the water cooler. It's like they dump and you can't even go up the hill because you got stuff that wasn't supposed to be inside your truck. You let somebody else dump on you, you know, even if it's like transferable trauma and you don't even know why you feel icky. And so, yes, we're going to be talking about this tomorrow night at 9 p.m., at 9 p.m. So you need to join the Facebook group, the Chat and Chat with Monique A.J. Smith, to get in the know. You don't want to miss this. Yeah, you really don't, because this part is, I mean, again, who knew that this was a thing? And so come join me. Now, here we go. My guest of the day is somebody that I just find so delightful. Her name is Kayla Smallwood, the compliance coordinator at Howard University. Welcome to the garden, Kayla.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So I want you to share with everyone about your journey from college to your current position.
Okay, so my journey is I started off at Delaware State University, and I started off as a kinesiology major, and I worked with the football team from my sophomore year up to my senior year, and, like, throughout that time, like, I just fell more and more in love with sports. After that, I wanted to become a physical therapist, so I toured some grad schools, and I realized, like, I wasn't really interested in, like, the medicine part of sports anymore, so I decided to go back to school and get my master's in sports administration. After that, I made some connections with you, actually, at a women's conference one year. And then I interned with you a little bit at an AAU game, right?
Okay.
And then after that, like, you kind of, like, introduced me to, like, a lot of people and, like, told me to do a lot of things that really helped me get to where I am. I remember, like, being at the AAU game and, like, you had me, like, walking up to people and, like, introducing myself, which was, like, a really hard thing for me because, like, I'm very shy. But I feel like that helped me a lot in the long run. And then after that, you posted on LinkedIn and then you told me to go and intern at Virginia Union with Johnson Logan. So I did that for a little while. And then after that, I ended up at Howard.
So you make it just seem like, oh, I just happened. No. It didn't happen like that.
It was way harder
for people listening. Huh?
I said, I mean, it was like a hard journey, but that's like the simple story.
Well, here's the thing, though. I don't know if you heard me talk about it in the very beginning of the podcast. There are so many people who want to get their foot in the door.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a book called The Power of Who. Power of Who. And I hope that I remember to put that in the group. And I actually do a workshop on that. And I do it within executive coaching. You already know who you need to know. Because
mm-hmm.
everyone's connected in some type of way. And so with you, I just help you be able to see the circle that you already had.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, now the key thing I want to say was that she didn't intern for me per se. She volunteered for an event. And almost everyone that asked me how to get their foot in the door, I asked them, do you want to volunteer with me or go offer your services as a volunteer for blank? And that's exactly what I said to you. I said, do you want to volunteer with me? And I wanted to be able to see your work ethic, because if I could see that, I could be able to say, I can't say, oh, yeah, I met this young lady and she had a pretty smile. No, I can't mess my name up like that. Your pretty smile does not mean that you can be able to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'm going to back you on up. So we were sitting at the AAU tournament, which I'm getting ready to do that AAU tournament again. And I said, oh, because you forgot to say this part. So you have finished grad school. And you didn't have a job.
Well, I was working at the bank during the time, so I just wasn't working in my field yet.
There you go. So, y'all hear that? She did go get a job, but she wasn't giving up. It wasn't her field.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't satisfied at all.
So what now?
I said I wasn't satisfied at all, like, with where I was, being that I didn't go to school for that.
Well, you know, it's funny because apparently you must have told some folks you weren't satisfied, because this entrepreneurial women's empowerment program, she wasn't even attending, but she had relatives that were involved with it. And that's my first question. You were not happy, but you told enough people that when I walk in the room, oh, you got to meet my granddaughter. Oh, can you meet my mentee? And I was like, I thought it was more than one person. Everybody was talking about you. And so I was like, so my business coach told me, and I remember telling you this, told me to stop working with folks who can't pay you. That's exactly what she said. So mm-hmm. I said to you, I was like, well, I don't know if you can afford me, honey. And that's when I said, can you volunteer? And you said yes. And you were on time.
Yep. And I drove 2 hours to get there.
Yes, you did. Now, there's two things I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So the volunteer part. So surprisingly, going back to part about the power of who, surprisingly, when I said, because the fact of the matter is you chose 2 hours to be with me to volunteer, I was like, okay, I know that she would volunteer, check, for no money. That's what volunteer means. All right? And so I said, well, you need to go volunteer and learn compliance at either somebody at Virginia Union. And what did you say to me?
I said, I actually know her.
That's like, ding, 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 ding. It took somebody outside her circle to tell her who she knew in her circle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one reason why having a coach or you know, spending the time works. You know, I mean, it helps you. This is what I really do. I plant seeds of empowerment with others to greatness. I help you see the possibilities you didn't see at first. So what happened when you got back home? What did you do?
I actually reached out to Jocelyn, and we talked a little bit back and forth, and then she told me that I could come volunteer with her at Virginia Union and learn some stuff about compliance.
How did that work out?
It worked out great. Because she actually left there and came to Howard, and then they told her she could hire a team, and she ended up hiring me.
Hmm. Look at that. The girl got hired because she was volunteering to help somebody out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot I was on the phone, and I'm thinking I'm talking to an audience, and I was waiting for people to say amen back.
No, it was really God, honestly, the whole thing. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't have, like,
yeah.
thought of, like, a better way for everything to happen. Like, it was just perfect, honestly.
It was. I almost fell out my seat when you texted me back. I was like, yeah, I'm going to Howard. I was still trying to send her opportunity. She says, I'm going to Howard. And I had never met Jocelyn, but now I feel like I know Jocelyn through you, you know? So how important, for those who are listening who say, oh, I'm not going to work for free, how important is volunteering?
It's super important because you just never know, like, what impression you can leave on somebody, especially if you know you're a good person, and you just don't know, like, who you can meet or, like, the opportunities that they'll introduce you to just by, like, offering up your time. And just taking, like, a leap of faith, because I know a lot of people don't like to volunteer, especially, like, when they're grown. And, like, for me, like, I already had a job, so, like, volunteering was, like, you're already doing something, like, that does not include you getting paid, was, like, I saw the bigger picture of, like, what can happen if I just put myself out there and, like, took that leap of faith. So it's very important.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, I've been bugging about this magazine, putting yourself out there. I just want to drop that seed. Yeah, okay, so put yourself out there. So how important is it to just not settle? Like, now the thing was, you had never done compliance before. Had you worked in compliance before at all?
Never. I knew nothing about the NCAA rules at all.
And so from that volunteer experience, you became educated, right?
Mm-hmm. Literally, when I went to Jocelyn's office, she had given me, like, the book, like, the NCAA book, like, the paper copy. So, like, I would just read through it. And at first I thought I needed to know, like, every single thing that was in the book. But then, like, she told me, like, you don't need to know everything. Like, when something comes up, you just search the rule, and then that's how you go about it. So it's like, you don't need to know compliance. But I feel like it's a good starting place for everybody, which is what you were telling me, too, when I first started.
Yeah, and what I just said earlier today was you can go and read when you see the people who have been citations and violations. You read about what they did wrong, and that becomes your education.
Mm-hmm.
Learn on somebody else's bun. So otherwise, you're only going to remember the bylaws that you get burned on. So might as well learn on somebody else's. Now, in this day and time, I joke about this, but a thing could be a rule at 8 o'clock and at 12 o'clock, and by the close of business day, it could be not a rule. So you better have your eyes and head on a swivel, I swear. You know,
yeah, that's why it's so important to go to the conference in the summer, because the rules are just constantly changing so much.
Yes, they are, dear. Yes, they are. So, now, I don't know this for sure, but I don't know if you said anything about your support system or whatnot. But I heard you say something about a leap of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but some people who are not in this business, because you started out wanting to be an athletic trainer, but then you knew in your gut that I didn't want to be on the medicine side. And, you know, that, you know, when I hear that, I'm trying to put you in sports marketing. I mean, like, and the reason why I can say compliance, because I watched how I had you doing payroll. At the tournament, and I just saw how you meticulous. That's why I said, oh, she can be good with compliance. But how do you deal with folks who don't understand, but you got a good job at the bank? What you doing?
Yeah.
What do you say to them?
So to somebody who doesn't, like, quite understand the compliance world?
No, just understand why you're trying to get in sports when you already got a job.
Oh, I feel like to somebody who doesn't understand, I would just tell them, like, that's, like, where my heart was pulling me. And being that I was working at the bank at the time, like, I just knew that I wasn't happy there. And I was also thinking about the long run, like, am I going to be happy working at the bank in 20 years? And the answer was just always no. But, like, I would think about how I felt, like, working at DSU and interning with the athletic trainers and with the football team. And I just, like, thought about that happiness. And I was like, that's something that I want to experience, like, 20 years from now. And, like, this is something I can see myself, like, doing for a lifetime. So So for somebody who doesn't understand it, I would just say, just think about the part of you being happy, like not just now, but like in the future too.
And so did this still ring true? You've been a high for how many years now?
For like a year and like maybe a couple months. And yes, it's still true. Like I feel happy in this place, like where I'm at now, in this profession for sure.
I'm so happy for you. So we're going to take a short break here on Chat in the Garden. When we return, we'll continue talking to Ms. Smallwood.
Hi, my name is Lori Governor Curtis, founder and CEO of On the Court Solutions. On the Court Solutions was created to unlock the limitless potential within every student athlete, business, and individual. Our mission is to propel you beyond boundaries and empower you to make a lasting impact on your life and those around you. On the Court Solutions, igniting potential, surpassing limits, and creating a profound impact. For more information and to receive a free download, go to my website, LoriGCurtis.com.
Are you ready to take your name, image, and likeness to a new level? You know, your brand. Then look no further than the Semi-Professional Athlete and Coaches Association, the SACA. Whether you're a collegiate or professional athlete, coach, or athletic director, you'll want to join our vibrant community of sports industry professionals and unlock a world of excitement, possibilities, and opportunities. For more information, visit our website at www.thesaca.com. That's THESACA.com. And get your branding game on with the SACA.
Hi, my name is Candy Waller, and I'm the president of the Seawall Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit organization established to enhance the transferable skills of student athletes. We are currently launching a media training course to prepare student athletes to effectively engage with the press and the public. To learn more, email us at info@seawallfoundation.org. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
This is Alva Champion Amaker of ANA Athletic Consulting and Vigilant Safety Training Center. My investment to become a member of the Advanced Academy is one of the best decisions I've made in my business and personal growth journey. Working with Monique has provided the network to connect and collaborate with some phenomenal women and leaders, exposed me to literature for growth, and opportunities to share my skill sets and knowledge. Her candid approach in the one-on-one sessions make me more accountable for taking the necessary steps toward my advanced success. Thank you, Monique, and I appreciate you.
Why do colleges support student athletes pursuing every profession except professional sports? Why are they treated as just students when they're athletes, knowing that they need help surviving their lives? I'm Tawana Smith, and as a former Division I and pro athlete and now best-selling author, I've created a transition system specifically for student athletes called Surviving the Lights. For more information, visit www.survivingthelights.com to learn how we can change the game together.
Thank you.
Monique A.J. Smith. So one of my next to the last questions for you, Ms. Smallwood, what would you tell your 18-year-old version of yourself as it relates to a career in sports?
Wow. My 18-year-old version, I would tell her that it's possible, because I remember, like, when I first started college, I didn't really think it was possible for, like, a woman to work in sports. So, like, now seeing, like, that I'm doing it, like, I would just tell her, like, stay down, grind, and everything that you can ever imagine, like, soon come to pass, just trust in God and have faith, and also just make those connections. And, yeah, short and sweet.
So break that down about making connections. I mean, one of the things that everyone says about you, you have this most beautiful smile.
Thank you.
But after you smile, what do you have to say to someone about when we have a connection to them?
I think just getting to know people. Like, even for you, like, when I met you, we sat and talked for, like, 2 hours. Like, getting to know people, getting to see different perspectives and, like, how to make other things work for myself through other people, and, like, just having, like, a positive influence. And I feel like a lot of people are, like, hard to make connections. I mean, are scared to make connections. Because I remember even, like, when I interned for you, like, you just had me talking to random people, and, like, that was really hard for me at first. But I would tell somebody, like, to just get up and do it and, like, get your head out of it so much. And, like, kind of just not to think about it so much, but to I can't find the words. But just do it. Just do it without thinking about it.
Okay, be like Nike, just do it, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I encourage you. I didn't have you go speak to no crazy people.
Oh, no. It was never anybody crazy.
So you've been at Howard and about a year and some change. How did you navigate that being new? You knew Ms. Logan, but how did you navigate? Because compliance is not something people going to be smiling back at you about.
Yeah, because everybody thinks of compliance as, like, this negative thing, or, like, you're the police or somebody like that. So,
Right.
I think it was just, like, getting out there, having conversations with, like, your coworkers or, like, the coaches, and letting them know, like, you're not the bad guy. You're just the person that's here to make sure that everybody's doing the right thing. And I feel like you don't have to be the bad guy until, like, people start really breaking rules. So just making those connections all across the board.
Yeah, the key word you keep saying, making connections. Now, I saw you at some professional football something. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes, I did that. I want to say that was last year around this time with the Vikings. And, again, I was there making connections with some people that work in the NFL. It was more like we listened to them talk, and then they would break us out in rooms, and then we got to ask some questions. And I felt like that was really good for me and even, like, the other 40 girls that were chosen. So just kind of see, like, the day-to-day life of, like, somebody who works in the NFL or, like, professional sports. But also, like, staying connected to them. Like, even after that ended, I still stay connected to some of them on LinkedIn and, you know, of course, posting about it. So, like, other females were also interested in, like, how I got introduced to the opportunity. And honestly, it all happened, like, through LinkedIn. Like, I saw the opportunity. I applied, and I got chosen. So, yeah.
That's simple. She applied, and she was chosen.
Yep.
Wow.
And, you know, everything
now,
what was that you applied for? It was a leadership summit.
For just the Vikings?
But it was like it was just for the Vikings. It was like women's football operations. So, like, people who worked for the Vikings, like, they all got on, like, this Zoom call and, like, talked to us about, like, their roles. And, like, they also talked to us about how they got into working in professional sports. And I feel like a lot of the stories are, like, the same as mine. Like, it all started with them just making connections and talking to people. I feel like that's really the first step in, like, working in this industry. Like, it's all about, like, who you know.
All right, so you saying, we had a symposium at Hampton yesterday, and one of my students in my class, she was like, you really do know everybody. I said, honey, the world is big. I don't know everybody. But And I'm going to ask you this, but I know that you're not, you did not use the formal route, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But you did go and say that you would come and help me. So to me, that was the same as payment, you know? So
yeah.
If you were talking, again, you had already finished grad school.
Mm-hmm.
What about the importance of investing in yourself?
I feel like investing in yourself is putting yourself out there, like doing those scary things that you can never see yourself doing, but just, again, like taking a leap of faith. And investing in myself also was going back to school for sports administration. Like, that was a big investment. So, and also volunteering with you and volunteering with Jocelyn, like, that was another form of me investing in myself as well, like taking in all that knowledge from people who have been in the game longer than me that can just pour into me and, like, teach me the ways of, like, the sports industry.
Tell me some of the things you do now that you have a job. Do you continue to invest in yourself?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, anytime I see something on LinkedIn that I feel like will be a good fit for me, I'm always, like, applying to it or reading into it or, like, just getting myself out there. Like, because now that I'm in it, like, we have more opportunities, like, even going to, like, work conferences or, like, traveling to games. It's just, like, talking to people because you never know who somebody is or, like, what pool they have and just putting yourself out there more or putting myself out there more and, like, still continue to do the work even though I have a job now, like, the work still isn't done. Like, connections still have to be made.
Because it's not even, like, connections for you. It could be connections for your students.
Mm-hmm. Or even people I know who are still trying to get their foot in the door.
Well, I want to say thank you so much for asking to volunteer. And, I mean, here's the thing. Just to do the one thing I suggested that you do, I mean, that's the part about the pulling teeth, you know, and you did that. And so I did do a whole story on us and the sixth issue, the one with Dr. Miles. Did you ever get your copy?
No, I still have to get it. I'm actually probably going to get it today.
Okay, we need to go to Amazon.
Because I know I saw you,
and
you let me see the magazine. And, like, I remember I saw you came to Howard to do that. It was something in the morning, so I can't remember what the name of it was. I think it was, like, professional development.
Yeah, we did a workshop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you bought the magazine. So, like, I saw it then, but I need to go get my own copy still.
Yes, you do, dear. You need to do that. Because, I mean, you're part of the legacy, and I just want to say thank you for following suit. And let me know when you get that copy, because I'm going to be pushing you to get in the next magazine. Just letting you know. Thank you so much. And thank you to John Lee Harrison of Refined Solutions for being my eyes and my ears. Join us next Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for show updates and show guests, podcast follow-ups. Join us on the Chat and Garden with Monique A.J. Smith private Facebook group. Have a significant rest of the day.